Live from the Average Joe Nation studios in St. Clair, Missouri, this is the Average Joe Podcast, a show that proves that in this crazy world, a combination of common sense and a C-plus average is actually a superpower. Sure, he's crazy, but what if he's right? Please welcome your host, Damon Gilbert.
All right, here we are. Here we are. Once again, sitting across the table from me is the rest of my listeners. I like that. I like that. And we're all going to talk about some fun stuff today. And that's not true. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be me tearing everything apart, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I think that's what you're supposed to do. I don't want to talk about good things. I know. That's terrible. What kind of a personality have I got when all I want to hear is the bad? Well, because that's kind of what everybody needs to know. Because in order to be happy, you have to know what's bad, right? That's the way... I always say to people, you know, they say, I wish I was on vacation all the time. No, you don't, because if you did, you wouldn't know what vacation felt like, right? So when I hear something good, I can always stack it up against the bad stuff that I've heard, and hopefully I'll keep a balance in my life. So anyway, let's see, where do I want to start? Oh yeah, Twitter. I got kicked off of Twitter this weekend for about 24 hours. I had mentioned something. I don't know if you've ever been on Twitter, and believe me, I would suggest not going on there, because you've heard the old saying that you see something on either TV or in real life, and you say to yourself, hey, that reaffirms my faith in the human race. It does. Maybe you see a child laughing, or something's happened good in your family, or you see something on TV, maybe a movie that moves you, or a book, and you say to yourself, that really, really made me feel good inside. It gave me faith in the human race. Well, okay, then flip over that, flip to the other side, you know, the B side of Twitter. Twitter is the opposite of that, okay? If anything gives you faith in the human race, go to Twitter, and I'm not suggesting you do this, because believe me, it is depressing, but go to Twitter and you will see the worst of humanity. You really were. It's like going to... you know, you've heard the old saying, I love going to Walmart because when I walk out, I feel much better about myself. It's kind of like that. If you want to do it in that situation, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. Go on Twitter and just read the lunacy. And believe me, I'm not against it. I think, broken clock Elon, write twice a day. He's done a great thing. It should be free speech on there. There's no doubt about it. But having said that, there's some speech they won't tolerate. Now, in my particular case, I was answering. Someone had put a picture of Taylor Swift and this Kelce guy that plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to get into that here in just a second. And it said, all it did, it asked a question. It said, what would you rather do than go to a Taylor Swift concert? And I just, again, I don't try to interact on that much. I don't. But I just said, I just put down in the comments, I would rather drink bleach. Okay? Very, very innocent. You know, I'm trying to be funny. Of course, I wouldn't drink bleach. But, I mean, I'm stacking that up against going to a Taylor Swift concert. So, another one would be lick a belt sander. I don't know. Get my finger caught in a bike chain. Yeah, okay. There's several things. I got thrown off of Twitter for 24 hours for that statement. It wasn't even vulgar. It didn't conform to their terms of service. Again, that's one of the reasons I'm not on YouTube. I don't know. I'm not on YouTube. I'm not on any of these platforms that have a terms of service like that. I mean, I understand you can't endorse or allow people to go in there and break the law, but all I said was drink bleach. So I'm assuming that comes from the COVID-19 hysteria, if I'm not mistaken. Did the left not accuse Donald Trump of telling people to drink bleach? I think that's correct. I don't know. So anyway, that may be it, but I got thrown off for 12 hours or 24 hours, which was fine. I don't care. I mean, I don't really interact on that thing much at all. But I just thought it was funny because it was a and maybe it was because I was being a mean to Taylor Swift. I don't know. But I do believe that I think of the worst thing you could want to drink or eat. I would rather do that than go to a Taylor Swift concert. I would. I don't know the fascination about her. I don't understand it. I don't think she's that good. I really don't. But of course, I didn't think the Beatles were that great either. And hence, we go into my next story. I want you to understand something. And something else that I saw on Twitter the other day that kind of disappointed me was there were several posts on there about the NFL, Taylor Swift, this Kelsey. I don't even know what his first name is. I don't care. I don't watch professional football anymore. I'm not into, fantasy leagues, that kind of thing, which is fine. People can do whatever they want. I don't care. I mean, I'm not into gambling either. I don't go to Vegas, and people do it all the time. They make billions. That's just the way it works. That's fine. To each his own. I have no problem with it. But let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible that the games are predetermined? Do you believe that's possible? Do you believe that the professional wrestling is predetermined? Okay. Now we all know that some level that professional wrestling is orchestrated. It's a play. It's a fantasy, right? Kind of like a cartoon, a superhero cartoon. It's predetermined. We already know who's going to win. Why is it that we can believe that? Now they don't come out and say that, do they? Have you ever heard anybody in professional wrestling say that it's fake? Have you ever actually heard that out of especially the older version of wrestling? I mean, have you ever heard that? I haven't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some people have admitted that and said, oh yeah, it's all orchestrated, it's all predetermined, we know who's going to win and all that. It's a soap opera, right? It is. It's a play. It's like watching a any kind of entertainment. It's already determined what's going to happen. Okay, all right. Why is it we can't make that switch to professional sports? Why is it we can't do that? Why is it that there are people out there, and I mean ardent fans, these people, they get very upset about this if you even question that professional sports, especially in the NFL, could in fact be predetermined. Maybe they've decided that they're, you know, we want the Kansas City Chiefs to win this year because Taylor Swift and this Kelsey, I believe his number is 87. I don't know what he is. Wide receiver. I don't know. Who cares? Why would you believe that couldn't be predetermined? That this wasn't all set up? Why is it that you have that mentality? It actually makes me kind of sad to believe that there are people out there who cannot see that possibility could exist. And you know what their argument is? You know, here's their argument. Their argument is you couldn't do that because there would be too many people to have to involve in it. They would have to be on board with the story. And what do I say to that? I say, have you ever heard of the Manhattan Project? Right? Manhattan Project. 1942 maybe? It was started, depending on how you look at it, to, in fact, build the atomic bomb. 100,000 people were involved in this. 100,000. Maybe even more, if you, you know, depending on how far you up the chain of command you want to go. It was at least 100,000 people. Now, these are ordinary folks working on a project in various places around the country. Had absolutely no idea what they were working on. All they knew is they had a job. They were happy to have that job. They were told to do their job, whatever it was. And that was it. They didn't ask any questions. Yet, we were able to create one of the most destructive forces humankind has ever had. And no one knew about it. Now, did the Russians know about it? Did the Germans? I don't know about that. The point is, it wasn't announced. It wasn't like somebody came out, the janitor from somewhere in New Mexico that was working at a plant that was a part of the Manhattan Project. He didn't come forward and say, hey, you know what they're doing in there, right? They're building an atomic bomb, you know, or nuclear fusion or fission. I mean, do you think he knew about it? Because I don't know. I've worked for several large companies over my years as a truck driver. I've worked for FedEx. I've worked for UPS, two of the biggest in the business. Now, when they decide to make a move, they decide to, launch a new product or a new service. Did they consult me? Of course not. Of course not. I'm just a truck driver. I'm this little cog in this great big machine. Nobody cares what I think. Now, is that the way it should be done? Absolutely, I think it should be done that way. So, having said that, why would you think that the NFL, the big owners, people with billions of dollars, I think right now to purchase a football franchise, it's what, $1.5 billion, something like that. It's a tremendous amount of money. These people live in a world you and I don't have any idea how this works. Completely foreign to us. Why would you believe that they would, if the opportunity presented itself and you could make more money doing it, have a predetermined outcome on, I'm not saying all the games are that way, but when the big ones come up, you want certain people in the finals because you're going to draw more of a crowd. You're going to draw more people in to watch. You can charge more for advertisement. Why would you think you couldn't do that? Why do you think that Kansas City is in the Super Bowl this year? Do you think it's because they're a better player? They're a better team? They have better players? Do you think that's why? Because I don't. I think it was predetermined. At some point, that's why Taylor Swift showed up. Taylor Swift is a phenomenon no one understands. She's going to have something to do, something to say with the 2024 election. You mark my words. You mark my words. People are naive. They really are. And to hear these people talk on Twitter defending the fact that they believe that there's no way you could set up and predetermine an outcome of a game. It's rigged, folks. It's rigged. I saw it years ago. I saw it years ago, which is fine. Which is fine. Look, when it's all said and done, a perfect example here is Las Vegas. Do you think Las Vegas built these casinos so that they could lose money or that they could make money? What's the old saying? The house always wins. Exactly. Same thing here. Take that type of thought process and move it over to the NFL. The NFL never loses. They don't. And they don't care who they have to step on to get there. So why would you think that a game could not be rigged? Oh, well, there's too many people involved. No, there's not. No, there's not. Not at all. You've got a handful that need to be involved. The rest of them don't have a clue. You think the guy that works on that runs down the field on special teams knows anything about this? No, he's doing his job. He's getting paid. He doesn't really care what happens. He'd like to win, of course, because that means more money for him. Absolutely. So is he going to complain about it? Who's he going to complain to? Exactly. I folks, the moral of this story is I am so disappointed in the naivety of a lot of Americans out here anymore. Because if you have that kind of naivety and that kind of innocence, you're going to get fooled every time. Every single time. You really are. I actually have people who believed that American Idol was a legitimate contest. Okay? They felt that whoever the best singer was and who America voted for would be the one that they chose to represent American Idol for the next year. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. No, it doesn't work that way. These big companies do not spend money thinking that they're going to put their loss and profit in the hands of the American public. They're not going to do that. Why would you do that? And not only that, but I want to get back to this, and I don't want to dwell on this for too long. It's been 14 minutes. We haven't even started on my main title today. Why would you believe that they would allow that to happen? It can't be done. They're not going to do that. They're not going to allow their bottom line to be affected by anything other than their own choices. So it's predetermined. It's predetermined. It's so obvious. It's not even funny. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but you could see it as the show played out. It was all predetermined. Why do you think Taylor Swift is friends with or supposed to be lovers with this Kelce guy? You think it's because they're in love? No, it's not. It's not. It's a money making deal. I've heard that her net worth has gone from $350 million almost up to $1 billion since this thing started. Since her love affair with this linebacker or whatever the hell he is, since that's happened, she's more than doubled her net worth. So she wins. The NFL wins. They get eyes on the screens to watch this thing, to see what she's going to do. Why do you think they've got a camera pointed on her in the crowd? None of the other wives are shown. If they are, it's very briefly. Why do you think that is? Why do you think she's got a box, a corporate box or whatever you call it, one of the high roller luxury boxes? Why do you think she's got one of those? Why do you think that the camera is pointed right at her? Because it sells. That's why. Because a large segment of society is clueless. They really are. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but if Kansas City wins, am I going to be looking for my Kansas City check in the mail? No, I'm not. All they want you is to buy merchandise and watch TV and promote them, kiss their ass, basically. That's what they want. That's what they want. And they're getting it. And I find it's amazing. I really do. All I ask of people is to be a little more skeptical of your day-to-day life. I really do. This is amazing. And to go on Twitter and see this over and over and over and over again. Because I go on Twitter just to see what's the trends that are being set in the United States. And this is a big one. This is a big one. We had Tom Brady, right? With the New England Patriots for what seemed like 75 years, but nonetheless, he Mr. good looking guy, you know, had that model wife, you know, she was a model and everything. It was so wonderful, and they loved each other so much. And this was early on. They loved each other so much, and the pictures they were taking. And then when things fall apart, they end up getting divorced, and they went their separate ways. She took him for half his money. Exactly. Yeah, it was all fake. It was done to promote things. So I just want people to understand, you got to be a little bit more skeptical. That's all I'm asking. Always question things, because it's not what it seems to be. Then moving on to something else that I wanted to get into. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. So this is going to be kind of I guess I'm cleaning house, because I've had these issues, these subjects I wanted to talk about. And it's a Tuesday or Wednesday. I know we're on the verge of World War III, because we're going to bomb Iran here, I'm sure, anytime soon. And that'll be something we're going to talk about, too. But I also want to talk about these. This is like I'm house cleaning a little bit. Cyberbullying, okay? I got a 16-year-old grandson, lives with us. He's a gamer to some degree. He enjoys it. He got kicked off of one of his games the other day because he used... Now, mind you, this is a game played by teenagers. Or it's supposed to be. There's actually a warning on the game itself. You should be 13 years or older. And there's a reason for that. Because when you're a teenager, there are certain things that you will say and do that you probably wouldn't do any other time. And when you're, you know, in your single digits and you're in elementary school, you probably shouldn't hear that. Okay. Having said that, there is a particular game, I believe it's called Gorilla Tag, and it's done on the virtual reality headset. My grandson loves it because he gets exercise. He'll play it and he'll come up sweating. He's been working so hard. So you got to move around a lot. Anyway, I believe at some point he's told me in the past, he says, Grandpa, he says, there's kids on here anymore. He said, they don't even know how to play this. They get a headset and their mom and dad's allowing them to go on these games. He said, this is really not made for, you know, younger children. So apparently he called somebody a fag the other day. And mind you, this is when they're in the heat of the battle. And apparently someone's parent complained to, you know, I think you complain, you can report that kind of thing online. Anyway, they reported him. And he got kicked off for, man, I think it's been a week, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, he's going to be back on here shortly. But anyway, we were talking about that. And he and I were discussing it. And I said, yeah, that's really weird. I said, what are those kids doing on there? And he said, that's exactly right. What are they doing on there? He said, I've been called everything but He said, every name you can imagine in the book, I don't complain about it. He said, it's just part of the game. And I said, and he and I have an agreement, which I think is a good agreement. He's 16. He's a good kid. I've explained to him, you can cuss with your buddies. You can be as filthy as you want when you're around your friends and you're around, not around anybody. I said, but there's a time and a place for that. You can't go into algebra class and start using the F word. You just can't do it. That's not how society works. I mean, apparently it does in the Black community, but I mean, and society as a whole, but it's really not good. It makes people uncomfortable and it will get you into trouble. So he understands that, but he can be filthy as he can, you know, boy, I mean, he can be tough when he's playing this game, which is fine. Again, I have no problem with that whatsoever. But when you put a little kid on there and he hears that, and his mother feels that he's being taken advantage of, or he's hearing something he shouldn't, why is it my responsibility? Why is it my grandson's responsibility that all falls on his shoulders? You're not supposed to be there in the first place. You're not even supposed to be there. A kid that age shouldn't even be there. That's the parent's fault. And am I wrong on that? Shouldn't that be the way it is? I mean, you shouldn't take a kid into a bar, right? There are places that children should not be. But apparently the world doesn't see it that way anymore. We're all victims. We're all victims. That seems to be the going thing anymore, is to be a victim in life, to feel that anything that happens to you that's negative is not your fault. It's the result of someone else's negligence. And I disagree with that, because then we go back to, and my grandson and I were talking again, and he brought it up. He said, cyberbullying. He said, Grandpa, I've never understood that. What the cyberbullying? Don't get it. He goes, why not just turn the game off, or turn the app off? Why not, if you're being bullied on Facebook, just block that person? What is the big deal? I think that's a healthy way to look at it. Exactly. That's exactly how you're supposed to do it. If you're being cyberbullied, you have not been raised correctly. You should have more self-worth and more regard for your own belief system than to let someone on the outside that you can literally turn off. This isn't, I'm not talking about bullying that goes on at school, that apparently the school doesn't give a rat's ass about. And I'm saying that out loud, because they don't. The Department of Education has made some serious mistakes in that area. But the bullying itself, I'm not talking about somebody stealing your lunch money at school. I'm not talking about that. And there's a way to deal with that too. In my world, back when I was growing up, you would deal with that completely different than they do it today. Today, they want you to go tell on this person. And that's all good and fine, as long as that person is punished appropriately. But that isn't how it works anymore. It's similar to when there's a fight at school. We don't care who started it. We're just going to throw both of you out. That's the easy way out. That's the easy way for the educational system to settle these things. They have a no tolerance policy when it comes to fighting. You get into a fight, no matter who started it, no matter how much you've been pestered, no matter how much this kid has been doing this forever, he may even be a bully that you've reported to the school. Doesn't matter. You retaliate and you defend yourself, you're getting thrown out too. And I've told my grandson, you go ahead and retaliate. Believe me, go ahead. It's the only way you stop a bully. And I think most people would agree with that. Okay, I'm not going to dwell on this much longer. Those are three things I wanted to get off my chest. I appreciate your listening. I hope I, you know, maybe struck a chord. Maybe you can see what I'm talking about. Maybe I've changed a mind or two here. But nonetheless, that's just my views on that stuff. And I think the world would be a better way, the world would be a better place. Let me say it again in English. The world would be a better place if lunatics did not exist and we didn't give them a platform to be craziness, you know, really. And again, I don't want to limit anybody's, First Amendment rights, but my God, at least show some dignity. Don't be stupid, right? Okay, moving right along. I wanted to talk today. I know I'm 24 minutes into this, so hope I'm not boring you too much. I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about Lahana Maui, okay, the wildfires in Hawaii that took place, I think it was last August. And the fact that there's absolutely no coverage of this anymore. Have you seen anything? Have you seen anybody mention anything about the Maui fires in the last 2 months? Have you heard anything? I haven't. I haven't heard anything. I mean, I could probably look it up and I can find some repeat of a story that they wrote back in November or October. I could probably find that. There's no updates. There's no updates. Nobody knows what's going on down there. And I know what most people think. They think, well, that's probably all taken care of. They're probably rebuilding. People have moved back into their homes. Everything's fine. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. Could not be further from the truth. I saw a report the other day by an independent journalist who was on site, who had been interviewing people who lived in that area down there. They have that area cordoned off. It's protected. It's protected by police. You cannot enter and go to your own, go to your own property. They have not done anything. They have not started to clean up at all. They have not started to rebuild. You would think right now that that would be probably one of the, the center of construction in the United States at the moment. When you're talking about 1,000, well, they say right now that there's 99 people who are still missing, a lot of them children. Now, you can't get a list of those people. And if you talk to the residents, and I saw this guy talking to him, they're literally living on the beaches in tents. They've been doing that since this occurred, because a lot of them are being kicked out of the apartments that the FEMA has been paying for, because it's run its course. They're not gonna fund any more money to it. They're getting evicted from these places. No one's talking about this. We can send billions of dollars over to Ukraine. We can send billions of dollars to Israel, and the immigrants coming into the country are being given debit cards and apartments to live in, and we can't take care of our own. I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. And no one's talking about it. No one wants to touch this story. How many people actually died? If you talk to the residents there, and I go back to this independent journalist who was doing the interviews. He's not. It's not like somebody from ABC or CBS is there. No, they don't want to touch this. That's yesterday's news. Nobody cares about that anymore. Yeah, and that's true, because they were all over it for about a week, maybe a month. No, it wasn't even that long. They were all over it for, a news cycle. And after that, it lost its cachet. It just went away. And I think that's ridiculous. I think we're letting these people down. And the moral of the story is the federal government is not going to come and save you. That's something you need to understand. You're not going to be saved by these bureaucrats, no matter what the disaster. Do not look for help from the federal government. It won't be coming. Because as far as they're concerned, they want these people out of there anyway. That's what this is all about. They're trying to get these people to leave. They're trying to wait them out. I saw footage of this from a drone flying over that area. There's nothing going on. These buildings are just laying there in ash. Okay, now the streets have been cleaned, but that's it. And you're not allowed in there, even though you own property in there. They're keeping these people out. You can be arrested if you go across that line. What's that tell you? What does that tell you? They're trying to wait these people out. They want that real estate. They burned these people out. That used to happen in the West, in the old West. They want people out, you just burn them out. Exactly. Insurance companies are having trouble. They can't even get adjusters in there. They won't allow them in. It's one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen. And did Joe Biden ever visit there? No. Did he ever send anyone from FEMA there to make an? No. He doesn't care. This administration doesn't care about anybody in the United States. They don't. And it's so obvious. It's not even funny. Yeah. And speaking of that, think of another one. Have you heard of anything about Palestine, Ohio, in the last 100 days? No. Nothing. Those people are They have been left to fend for themselves. And we don't care about cancer rates and all that. The fact that those chemicals were overturned in there. We just covered it up with gravel and just said, move on. You people need to get used to it. Yeah, you will die earlier. There's no doubt about that. But we really don't care. That's the federal government. Joe Biden never made a trip out there. Pete Booty Giggity Giggity did, made an ass out of himself. He absolutely has no idea what he's doing. And it shows. No one in this administration knows what they're doing. They've been put in those positions because of their either their gender, or their color, or their sexual preference. And when you do that, you get people who do not belong in those positions. You do. And in this case, Palestine, Ohio. Nothing's being done. These people were cut loose. Yeah, so when push comes to shove, you can bet your bottom dollar that you, as a as an American, you're on your own. You are on your own. And there's not much anybody, there's nothing they're going to do about it. Not a thing. They couldn't care less. All right, let's move on to the next item. Experts are warning Biden against retaliating against Iran on their soil, because if they do, they're right now, I think they are weeks away, if maybe months away from enriching enough uranium to make an atomic bomb. I don't think that's a good idea to screw with these guys. I have no idea what Biden's up to. I have no idea what he's planning on doing. But when he's got Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton, Lindsey from South Carolina and Tom Cotton from Arkansas, they want to use the full force of the United States military against Iran. They want a full-scale attack on these people. Now, if you're going to push somebody into a corner like that, you're asking for it. You really are. Lindsey Graham and Tom Cotton, Lindsey Graham especially, he's what I would call a war chicken. He's never seen a war that he didn't want somebody else to fight, because he sure as hell isn't going to do it. And he's never served in the military. I mean, he's a closet homosexual. Come on. Yeah. I mean, he looks like a stiff wind could blow him over. But he keeps being reelected in South Carolina. I have no idea how that works out. I really don't. The guy's worthless. But boy, when it comes to war, him and John McCain, they used to be the first ones in line calling for, you know, troops on the ground. We want to see dead bodies. That's what we're after. Yeah, because this attack that went on in Syria, Syria. You do understand what that was, okay? We have military people all over the world. We shouldn't. We shouldn't be the police officers. But the reason we do have those people around the world is so that they can be attacked and killed, so that we can use that as an excuse to go to war. It's that simple. It's that simple. Joe Biden hasn't even made a phone call to the three, to the families of the three soldiers that were killed in this attack. Three people. He has to make three phone calls. That's all he's got to do. Thank them for their service. You know, we're sorry for what happened. At least make the phone call. He's never even contacted them. Who is running this administration? I mean, seriously, who's in charge of this place? Really? You think that's a good idea? It is. It is if you are a military arms builder. If you're part of the military industrial complex, it's a great idea. Yeah, it's a great idea. We can build more shit to blow up things. Yeah, we can do that. And then when that stuff gets blown up, we can build more of it. It's a wonderful idea. They've made, just in the last year and a half, there's probably been billionaires made in the United States or around the world. There probably has been. With the money that we've spent in Ukraine, in Israel, and all around, there have been people who have made billions of dollars already. So what would be the next logical step? Well, it's to push it out even further. And we don't care about anybody dying. We don't care about the American soldiers. We will say we do. We'll show up to a funeral and we'll look at our watch to see when's this damn thing going to get over. Did you see that when Joe Biden was at a funeral for, I believe it was the soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan, if I'm not mistaken. And he was standing there, and you could tell he was bored out of his mind, and he looked down to check his watch to see how long this was taking. I mean, that right there tells you everything you need to know. He couldn't care less about the American soldier. He couldn't. He couldn't. These three black guys. Who cares? Who cares? Isn't that funny? At a place like that, they're black men. That's who he uses cannon fodder. Yeah. And now they're trying to claim that it was There was some confusion between one, and I don't know if you know the story or not, but it was actually a suicide drone that was launched from a, I don't know, somewhere in, I'm assuming, in Jordan. And it was launched very cheaply made. They're $10,000-$12,000 a piece, something like that. They were back engineered by ones that they captured, and they figured out how to make them. I think the ones that we use are jet engines. These are prop engines, so it's a little bit lower technology, but they do have jamming, radar jamming on them. They're very sophisticated. They say that, from what I understand, they sound like a lawnmower coming. Yeah. So, but they were able to pierce our defenses, and there was some confusion about a drone going out that we owned and a drone coming in. All I can say is, if you're not any more accurate in that, what are we paying these huge amounts of money for the technology that I keep being told is just beyond anybody's anybody else's on the planet? That's funny, because we couldn't tell the difference between a good drone and a bad drone. I don't understand that. You would have to explain that to me, that given our technology, that we weren't able to make that distinction. But nonetheless, it came in, it destroyed, it killed, I don't know how many people it actually injured. They said 24. Now, those injuries, I have no idea. I have no idea how bad they are. No one's saying. They wouldn't even give the names of the dead for, 72 hours. And now we know who they were. And Joe Biden doesn't have the decency to at least make a phone call to the parents and the families of these people. He doesn't care. This whole administration doesn't give a damn about you. And to defend these people, and to stand up and say they're going to vote for these people again, and that you approve of these policies, is beyond anything I've ever seen. We are on the verge of war. We really are. And it may have happened while I was on making this, this podcast. It's a distinct possibility. Now, the world in that area is out of control. Everything in the world right now is out of control. Nothing is going right. Nothing is going in a positive direction. Is that by design? I firmly believe it is. This is what they wanted. When Donald Trump was in office, we did not have these problems. And you can say what you want. I just drove past the filling station, gas station, the $3 a gallon. $3 a gallon. And it's all because of this unrest in the Red Sea and the Houthis in Yemen. That's another issue we've got. We're spreading ourselves pretty thin. And now we've got a border dispute down in Texas. Down in Texas. Texas would secede if they had the ability right now from the United States. They're defending their own border. They're doing the job that the federal government will not do and refuses to do. Constitutionally, they are required to defend that border down there. The federal government, this administration, is bound by the Constitution of the United States to defend that border. That's one of their main, that's one of the main things that the federal government's supposed to do. Now, this was written back in the 1700s. They knew back then, one of the most important things the federal government can do is protect the borders of the United States. That's what they're supposed to do. It specifically says it. It's not in gray area. That's exactly what it says. And the federal government refuses to do it. So, since they're refusing to do it, the state of Texas says, hey, it's our border. We're going to do the job for you. The federal government and Joe Biden should be thanking Scott Abbott and thanking the National Guard down there for taking care of this problem, doing the job that they refuse to do, either can't do or won't do. I think it's won't do, myself. But no, instead, we sue him. We sue the state of Texas. We demand that they turn over the National Guard to us. We give him a 24-hour deadline that comes and goes, which makes the president of the United States look weak. It does. He's going to look weak when he retaliates against Iran as well. He's not running the show, obviously, but you have to look at him as the leader, because he is he's the squatter in chief. He shouldn't even be there. He was appointed to that position. He didn't win an election. 81 million votes, please give me a break. This guy can't attract a crowd in front of a busy restaurant. He can't. But yet they're trying to tell me he got 81 million votes. And here's where we're, this whole thing has been orchestrated from the get-go. And I go back to the NFL. If you can orchestrate and manipulate the federal government and the system of checks and balances, you don't think you can't manipulate a football game or a Super Bowl or a season? Of course you can. That's what these people do. They've been doing it for years. They've been doing it for decades. And it's all going to get us, it's going to get us in deep water. It really is. We're already there. We're up to our necks right now in this. And it's all because we've got a commander in chief. I call him the squatter in chief, in charge. But has no clue what he's doing. And he's being told by outside forces, people you've never heard of, how to do this. We want chaos. We want it, and we want it now. He's still got 280 days left in office. Believe me, you can start a world war in 280 days, especially when you've got this already, these events already taking place in the Middle East. I am not confident we're going to get out of this unscathed. This is going to be one of the worst years as far as politics and events that you've seen. We're on the verge of it right now. We're a month in. Look what's happened already. Look what's happened. They would love to, I guarantee you, whoever set this thing up, whoever, they're putting soldiers in harm's way for a reason, because they want to have an excuse to start a world war. And I guarantee you they're sorry that there weren't more killed. I guarantee you that conversation took place in the Situation Room or in the War Room or somewhere down there. They're looking at it like, shaking his head, you know, he's rubbing his head. And one of the generals, probably on the staff, you know, in the war room, you know, what do they call that? Not the chief of staff, but it's a group of soldiers that get together and they decide what they're going to do. I guarantee they were rubbing their head going, damn, we had three killed. That was okay. But man, it'd been better if there'd been 30, then we'd really have something. That I guarantee you that conversation took place. It did. They want nothing but death. That's what they want. They want death, they want destruction, and they want an excuse. And they're going to get it. They're going to get it one way or the other. Yeah. And Iran, they've been wanting to take on Iran. Iran was one of the groups, I guess it was in, what was it? It was right after 9/11. I read an article that they had sent out a memo. It was you know, it was confidential, it was top secret, and someone had shared it with another friend of theirs. They said, have you heard the latest? We're going after six countries in the Middle East. One was Syria, one was Iran, one was Iraq. I think Libya was another one. There were six of them, and they were all excited about it. This was in the CIA. I remember hearing this story. I believe there were six of them they're going after. And we've actually gone after all six of those. Yeah. They had every intention of doing this. This was orchestrated. It's been planned. And we and you and I are paying for it. We really are, with our tax dollars. We're $34 trillion in debt right now. And I guarantee you, after this, they will ask for an increase in military spending. And what are we doing? We're taking all that money and sending it to Ukraine. And they'll tell you that that's a good deal. It really is, to have somebody else fighting our wars. Well, if you know anything about history, which these people don't, all you got to do is look at the Roman Empire and see how they fell. How did their empire fall? This was one of the reasons. They had other people fighting their wars, and they extended themselves out too far. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to tell people who are halfway around the world, who we have no business telling them to do anything, We're trying to instill in them a sense of democracy in a foreign land that they don't even know what that means. They've never had this before. They've always had dictators. They've always had people in charge. Religion has run these countries for years. And we're going to walk in and change things? No. And that's not really, that's what they'll tell you. That's really not what they want. They want a confrontation with these people. They want to fight them. That way the military-industrial complex makes money. And anybody that says that that's not the case is not looking at it. They're naive. naivety right now is probably our downfall in the United States. We believe the press that's being sent to us. We believe the story that they're selling. You can't do that. You can't do that. Be skeptical of everything. I don't care if it's the sewing patterns or or somebody's recipe. Yeah, be skeptical. These people are out to take advantage of you, and they don't care about you. As a matter of fact, I saw an article the other day about a veteran. If I can find it right quick. Yes, here it is. It's a Georgia VA in Georgia. Now, this is the Georgia in the United States, not the one on the outskirts of the Russian Empire. Georgia VA said to a cancer-stricken Vietnam War Purple Heart recipient, go pound sand, you're going to die anyway. This is what they think of the American soldier. Don't let them kid you. This is what they believe. It says a Vietnam War era veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, was diagnosed with bladder cancer last year and asked for a CT scan to determine the progression of the disease. But a doctor at the Dublin, Virginia VA told him he didn't want to waste government funds since he is already going to die. Yet the Pentagon wastes billions of dollars every year. I agree. That's what they think about these people. That's why Joe Biden would not make a phone call to these three families of the soldier who's died in this attack. That's why the people whose families were so upset by Joe Biden, the way he treated them, when their families were the ones that died in the Afghani withdrawal. They don't care. They don't care at all. No one in that administration gives a damn about anybody but themselves. They want to enrich themselves, and they want to start wars so that their buddies can make money as well. That's it. That's it. All right. That's all I got today. I hope I was a ray of sunshine to everyone. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I can't help it. I can't help it. I got to tell you, I got to show you what's going on in the world. And I'm sure you're aware of a lot of these things. So you're probably on board with me. And if you didn't know about these things, it probably makes you mad. It probably makes your blood boil. And it should. It should. So anyway, hey, guys, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I got my therapy in for the day. The rest of the day will be great. So that's all I got today. If you enjoyed this and you want to pass it along to somebody you know, I'd be more than happy. I would really appreciate that, because at some point, I'm going to try and make a buck doing this. Okay. Anyway, that's all I got today. It is January 31st, 2024, and Joe Biden is the worst president in American history. Let's go, Brandon.
As always, thanks for listening to the Average Joe podcast. Be sure to check out our website at www.averagejoenation.media and follow us on social media. Remember, if you haven't told all your friends, you're wrong.